Where do you store your happy thoughts? Where do you store your happy thoughts? All of us have happy thoughts from time to time, some more than others. Sometimes we have such happy thoughts that they just overwhelm us, and we bubble over. We are just bubbling over with the joy of those happy thoughts. We think that's the most wonderful, fantastic experience we could ever have. And other times, we are sort of quiescent. We forgot where we stored our happy thoughts. We go about thinking ordinary thoughts of wonder. Now, Ellen has been filling me in on the Pope recently and his talks in the Philippines and how this elderly gentleman would get up there and wear a raincoat over his papal garments and speak to 6 million people in the middle of a gigantic rainstorm, and yet he found time in his talking, in his sharing of the Mass with these people. He found time to speak to some of the street children and let them know that he cares. Now, truly, he could only let 8 or 10 street children know that he cared about them. But do you think the message got through for everybody else? And it got through for all the street children? Very much so. The street children say, somebody cares about us. Somebody cares. Well, the Pope didn't give them food. He didn't give them clothing. He didn't give them anything but happy thoughts. And he stores his happy thoughts all over him. How about you? Where do you store your happy thoughts? Your happy thoughts are far more important. The Pope could have given $1,000 to each of the children that he met with, and there would be 1 million more waiting, equally as needy as the few that the Pope met with. But when he gave his love, his happy thoughts, when he gave his undying recognition of all is good and very good, not only did these street children recognize that the Pope cared about them, but the 6 million people in the audience standing in the rainstorm in the Philippines listening to the Pope felt that too. And they didn't want to rush off. They didn't want to rush away in the middle of the rainstorm. They wanted to be there. How often do they have the opportunity of having the person who represents their faith stand up and speak to them? Oh, they have the cardinals. They have the bishops. They have the priests. They have the church. But here, this man represented the entire church. And he represented one, as the church would call him, in the shoes of Peter. Now, where was he hiding his happy thoughts? All over him. The yellow for his rain jacket was just ideally suited because it was like the radiance of the happy thoughts in his heart. They were bounding out and flashing from person to person in the audience, from person to person in the room. Now, the Pope could have thought it was hopeless to try to help a couple of the little children. And he recognized that the best help he could give to them was to give them a happy thought, was to say that somebody cared about them, was to say that as they care for themselves, the rest of the world will care for them too. And as he said these things to the children, the rest of the audience heard it too. The rest of the audience tuned in to his unconditional love for his congregation. Now, it's true, if we had churches, you and I, we might not have 6 million people at one sitting, or a congregation of many millions of people around the world who would just hang on every word we say. But we have the Pope's experience with the children. Just spoke to 5 or 10 of them, and he gave them his love, and he hugged them, and he told them that he cared. You and I can go throughout the world by sharing our happy thoughts, telling the world how much we love the world, telling the world what we think of the world. And when we do that, the world is lifted up beyond anything we can ever imagine. Where do you store your happy thoughts? Where do you keep your happy thoughts? Do you keep them in your vestments as the Pope might have done? He let them out, didn't he? Now, what about the rest of us? We have families and friends and relatives. Are we letting out our happy thoughts in our family, in our friends, in our children, in our people that we really care about? Or are we hiding it? You know, the statement that is made so often, it said, when's the last time you hugged your father? When's the last time you hugged your mother? When's the last time you told your father you loved him? Now, many movies have that as a theme to them, that the children were unable to tell the father how much they loved him because the father had not taught them or learned of himself to be someone who was able to be emotional or to say those words and have them mean something. Well, you and I don't have to be limited that way. We don't have to be limited to the idea that we have to wait before someone dies before we give their eulogy. What are you going to say about your father when he passes, or your mother, or your children, or your wife, or your husband, or your relatives, or your friends? What are you going to say? But what are you going to give in the eulogy that you speak about them, either in your personal mind or in your public utterance? Are you going to say, my dad always made me feel that I had something worthwhile to give to the world? He always made me feel that I was loved and cared for. And no matter where I went, he expected a hug from me and a kiss from me before I went. And before he went to work each day, or before he went any place at all, when he left our house, he called each one of us in and gave us each a hug and a kiss and said to us, I love you. Now, that might have been the last time. He might have been put away in an accident or something. That's not what we want to think about, but that could be. How would you feel if you had missed the opportunity of telling the one that you loved the most that you love them? Well, the biggest one that you want to tell that you love is yourself. You want to say, I like me, I love me, I enjoy myself. The more often we say that to ourselves, the more often we radiate outwardly to all of our world what we believe to be the most important thing in life, and that is unconditional love. We're not a pope. You can only have one pope at a time, one Dalai Lama at a time, one great leader of any church or any organization or any philosophy at a time. Only one. But what they do, we can do too. What they are, we can be also. We can be unconditionally loving. We can know where we store our happy thoughts. And I store my happy thoughts in each person in my world, in each member of my family. I store my happy thoughts. Oh, I surely do. And I call each one beloved. and each of the students of the University of Healing here over the past many years. I have always said beloved, and each one is stored in my happy thoughts. And I tell them I love them. I tell them I care about them. I tell them I think you're the most wonderful beings in the world. And, believe it or not, some of them fight me because they say, you don't really mean that. You don't really mean that I'm the nicest person in the world. I mean it, but you don't. I say it to you because I store my happy thoughts in you. And you might say, I'm not worthy of it. Well, you're the only one who thinks you're not worthy of it. I know you are it. Not worthy of it, you are it. And everybody else knows you are it because they see that's your nature, that's who you are. And let the rest of the world know where you store your happy thoughts, because your happy thoughts are who you are. Your happy thoughts are what you are. Surely the Pope was a bit uncomfortable in the rain, speaking to all these people, keeping up a happy front while he perhaps was a little bit uncomfortable inside. But no, he just went for it. He just went for it. He said, they love me and I love them, and what else could I do but just be buoyed up by their love and share with them my love? So it becomes a beautiful cyclic activity that goes on forever and ever and ever. Where do you store your happy thoughts? Store them out loud on your face, out loud from the radiance of your body, out loud in every word you speak, out loud in every activity you engage in. Store your happy thoughts so that all the world can be blessed by them, by knowing them, and kiss yourself and kiss the world and know that you are blessed indeed. Where do you store your happy thoughts? Same place I do. In my heart of hearts, shining out 100% of the time through all the world, to everybody on it. Enjoy this now, and enjoy it. It's only through giving that our wonderful self is blessed so fully. So give out your thoughts, give out your wishes for joy, and your love and your smiles and your kisses of love now, today, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.